This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Tuesday announced it has charged the leader of Hamas and other militants in connection with last year's massacre in Israel, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7, 2023 rampage in Israel. The charges mark the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges of conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals. It also accuses Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah of providing financial support and weapons that were used in the attack. The impact of the case may be mostly symbolic, given that Sinwar is believed to be in hiding and at least two of the other defendants are thought to have been killed. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House says it's developing a new ceasefire and hostage deal proposal with its Egyptian and Qatari counterparts to try to bring about an agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the nearly 11-month war in Gaza. National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Tuesday the executions of six hostages, including one American by Hamas, is impacting the talks.
And the killing over the weekend just underscores the sense of urgency that we have to have. In order to get it to closure.
Ukrainian officials say two Russian ballistic missiles blasted a military academy and nearby hospital in Ukraine, killing more than 50 people and wounding more than 200 others. The attack on Tuesday appeared to be one of the deadliest Russian strikes since the war began. The strike hit the central eastern city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said some people got trapped in the rubble, but many were saved. This is VOA News. A former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul was charged on Tuesday with secretly acting as an agent of the Chinese government in exchange for millions of dollars in compensation and gifts, including meals of gourmet duck. 41-year-old Linda Sun and her husband, 40-year-old Chris Hu, pleaded not guilty to criminal charges after being arrested on Tuesday morning. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn said while working in state government, Sun blocked representatives of the Taiwanese government from meeting with officials and sought to arrange for a high-level New York State official to visit China. Nigerians are reacting to Sunday's announcement. Nigeria's state oil firm, NNPC Limited, admitted financial constraints are hampering its ability to import gasoline. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Barely 48 hours after Nigeria's state-owned oil company made a startling revelation, hundreds of commuters joined a line stretching many kilometers for fuel at an NNPC outlet in the capital. Nigeria depends on imports to meet its daily demand for gasoline, more than 66 million liters, and NNPC is the sole importer of fuel. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Ethiopian Airlines said on Tuesday it had suspended flights to neighboring Eritrea because its bank account there was frozen. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin reports.
CEO Mesfin Tasso said the Eritrean Civil Aviation Authority had blocked money transfers from the company's account in the capital city Asmara. He said that if the company cannot make payments for the services that keep the flights going from the money collected by selling tickets, the flights would not be able to continue. Eritrea had previously said it would suspend all Ethiopian airline flights at the end of September. Ethiopia and Eritrea severed ties in 1998 when a two-year war broke out over their disputed border. Flights resumed in 2018 following a peace deal and resumption of diplomatic relations.
Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin. Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service provider Starlink on Tuesday backtracked and announced it will comply with a Brazilian Supreme Court justice's order to block the billionaire's social media platform X. Starlink said in a statement posted on X it will heed the order despite the company having frozen assets. Previously, it informally told the telecommunications regulator it would not comply. The justice froze the company's accounts last week as a means to compel it to cover X's fines that already exceed $3 million, reasoning the two companies are part of the same economic group. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.